kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Picture Show on News Talk.
Now we turn to the meeting. Alan Gilson's story of a young rape victim who asked to be allowed to confront her attacker 9 years after the harrowing event. Alan, could we begin by putting this in context? Has it happened many times, or is it an unusual thing, or what?
It's a very unusual thing in an Irish context. As far as I know, though I'm not absolutely sure, it is the first time it ever happened. I suppose this idea of meeting your offender, which they call now restorative justice, is fairly widespread in certain parts of the world. But in Ireland, it tends only to be used for, petty crime, small things, a brawl, maybe a local robbery or something. But usually it's kind of the smaller end of the scale. And, and the idea is that by the victim meeting the offender, there's some sense of understanding on both sides of what went on. So it's kind of, it's an alternative, I suppose, a parallel track to the traditional justice system, and it's been proved very effective. Yeah. But to come back to the meeting, as far as I know in Ireland, there had never been a meeting like this where a woman, as you say, wants to meet somebody who has, grievously sexually assaulted her. So in that way, it was both a landmark, I think, historically, but also emotionally.
And how did you become involved in it? Did someone come to you, or...?
Well, a kind of interesting, culmination of a couple events. I mean, we'd made a film a couple of years ago called Meeting Survivor, and through a kind of fortuitous conversation up actually in the Glencree Reconciliation Centre in Wicklow, we started talking about kind of trauma and then talking about forgiveness, and somebody mentioned a wonderful woman called Dr. Mary Keenan.
Yeah.
And so I met Mary Keenan just to have a chat, and she told me Alva Griffith's story, and was just, quite an extraordinary story, quite an amazing story. And I remember as I left the lunch, I said, well, that's a film, that is the film. The film is just that meeting. And in that way, it sort of came about kind of almost effortlessly. It kind of fell into place kind of very easily.
Now, tell us about Alva. Tell us...
Alva is a wonderful woman. She was a young student, working as many students do, in a bar in town, and I think saving money, perhaps to go on a trip to California. Very bright woman with her life ahead of her, and she took a late night bus home and followed on that bus. And in a way, I suppose, every young woman's nightmare. She got off the bus, she was followed, and then she was very, very seriously sexually assaulted. Feared for her life. Her assailant was caught. She went through due procedure. He was prosecuted. He went to jail. And in that way, I think Alva would appreciate that, unlike many victims of sexual assault, she was lucky. She was heard. Justice was served. And yet, her life kind of fell apart. This young, confident woman really went into kind of her own prison for the years that the assailant was locked away. And after a while, she came to the conclusion that she wanted to meet him. That the whole judicial system is very passive when you're the victim of abuse. You're almost a bystander. And I think Alva said to me one stage, and it was very strong, she said, everybody else seemed to be able to talk to him, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
And she had questions for him, and so she embarked on quite a long and very difficult path, which led to them meeting for 80 minutes in a suburb of Dublin 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And the film is very much captures what happened at that meeting, a meeting which for her, she said, was a transformative moment in her life, for everybody there, and I think possibly even for his. And, in a way, she walked out of that meeting transformed in some ways. I mean, you're never wholly released from such a terrible crime. But, she went out feeling, I think, stronger and lighter in herself, and now is the kind of quite formidable and wonderful woman that she is today.
Yeah. The attack, it was fairly savage. I mean, there was biting and there was all kinds of
beating. I mean, it was really horrific. You know, it's every nightmare you could imagine. You know, I almost hesitate talking about it on the radio because it's so disturbing. And yet, I suppose in the film, we felt, without being overly graphic, we needed to give the viewers an understanding of what happened to her. Because often, I think you hear things like sexual assault, rape, you know, we read about it in the paper, it almost becomes words on a page. And yet, that you forget behind that the horrific, violent intrusion into every part of your life, physically, mentally, emotionally. And this was really, really a horrendous, horrendous crime.
Is there a process? Is there a procedure in the Irish prison system for dealing with rapists?
I mean, there's various programs in place, you know, I'm sure. But this idea of a restorative justice program for dealing with people who've been involved in perpetrating very serious crimes is really, you know, I sense there's an interest in the probation service and the judicial service in this, but it really hasn't, you know, it hasn't really progressed in any great way. And I think one of the reasons Alva wanted to tell her story is not out of any kind of vanity or not out of trying to proclaim her bravery, which she certainly is, but more that she feels that this is a really helpful process which could help other women and indeed men who've been the victim of abuse in a way that helped her. It's not for everyone, she'd say. You know, it's not something that everybody wants to do. But for people who want to do, she thinks it's transformative. And I think that's one of her motivations behind making the film. And, you know, but also for me, you know, it's a filmmaker, I mean, you can get lost in the theory of it, you know, But as a filmmaker, it seems to me an extraordinary story of, you know, a woman walks into a room and meets the man who has done the worst to her.
Yeah.
And how those two people came to view each other as human again, as people again, and restore some small sense of humanity to such an inhuman act.
Now, there are six people around the table in the room, and then at either end, she's at one end and he's at the other end. He's played by an actor, is that right?
He's played by an actor, Terry O'Neill, an extraordinary actor. You might have seen him in Michael Inside. I think he's really, you know, and I'm not just puffing him up for the benefit of my own film, but really from the moment he walked into the audition, I thought, this man is a star. You know, he gives quite an extraordinary performance of a very difficult role. And I suppose when I was casting the film, I, you know, basically the six people in the room are Alva and the offender. And then they both have, I suppose, a kind of mediator or counselor who brings them through this process very carefully. And then they're both allowed to bring a support person, a friend or whoever. And I suppose I had thought initially that maybe the mediators would be played by the people themselves. And indeed, Mary Keenan, the woman who brought Alva through the process, does play herself in the meeting. I thought it would just bring a little sense of verite. But I don't presume the other parts would be played by actors. But Alva is quite, I think, a unique person. And more I looked into casting and thought about it, I kept coming back to the fact that there's nobody better to play Alva than Alva herself. And she has done that. She has done that beautifully. And, you know, it was a brave choice for her. It changes, in a way, the colour of the film, I think, to a degree, because, you know, this is the woman herself speaking her own words. So it is, I suppose, it's that strange fusion of a drama, but with elements of kind of verite.
Yeah. Now, we should say where they are at this stage. Where is Alva at this? Has she fully recovered?
Alva's absolutely fully recovered, and you know, she works, as she says, she's a very kind of grown-up, serious job in kind of law and finance that I can't totally understand, but it's very grown-up.
Yeah.
And, you know, is living a very full life in Dublin. And, you know, I think, you know, indeed anybody who might have seen her on the Lakelight show last week, you know, would see that she is, you know, a very impressive, formidable person. And, you know, and I think she would say that, you know, I think Alva was always an impressive young woman, though I never knew her in those days. But I think she's come back to herself, that in a sense she's been able, you know, you of course never get over that sort of trauma, but she has been able to move beyond it by humanizing a man that she had viewed in her imagination as a monster, but having met him, was able to view him just as a person who had done terrible things to her.
And did it actually serve its purpose? Was it was it beneficial?
Yeah, very much. I mean, she would absolutely say that it was a transformative moment. You know, I remember talking to her father, and he said, you know, they were against it. You know, you can imagine a family saying, why would you want to go back into all that, Alva? Why would you want to meet him, you know, bring all that up again? And so her family, while they, you know, respected her, you know, were really against her. But I remember him saying to me that after that meeting, it seemed to him that she smiled for the first time in 9 years. And okay. And Alva would say that. She said she left that meeting lighter. And, you know, and I think in some ways, or indeed I know, I think the offender himself actually respected that, and probably in some strange way liberated him perhaps from the weight she'd done.
Well, it's a fascinating, absolutely fascinating story. And I know about her is what I saw on the screen. But she sounds like a very together individual now.
She is. I mean, it was funny. Obviously, you make a film like this, it's very delicate, you know. And, of course, the directors, you want to be sensitive. And, you know, but after a couple of months, I realized, you know, Alva's, you know, it's tougher than a lot of us, you know, that I was maybe overdoing the sensitivity, and she just wanted to get the job done, you know. So she was great. She was fantastic.
Yeah. Where does it go now, Alan? It goes into the AFI, does it?
Yes. Well, it's going in kind of general release on Friday in the AFI, in the Lighthouse, Rathmines in the Omniplex there, in Movies at Dundrum, but also across the country, the Eye in Galway, the Gate in Cork, and you know, various other cinemas. You know, I think it'll be fairly widely released, which I'm delighted about. You know, it's an unusual film. It's a challenging film. I think, you know, though it's a very bleak subject, I think there is something redemptive in it. I think there's something hopeful in it as well. I think it's not really for me to say, but because of Alva, not because of the film or not because of me, I think it's a very important story. And in that respect, I hope it's an important film.
As always, it's great to talk to you, and we'll talk again fairly soon, I hope.
I hope so, Philip. All the best.
The Picture Show.
Is this where you're going to be a star?
On News Talk.